Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. This House Education Committee has advanced a bill that would allow for a pilot four-day school week program. The measure would create a three-year pilot program that would allow a single school district to hold classes for 4 days a week. Currently, the power to approve any alternative schedule lies with the state education commissioner. If the bill passes, a school district could apply to the state school board to implement the pilot program rather than appeal to the commissioner. But the bill does not strike the commissioner's authority to grant permission to implement an alternative schedule. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management says it has found no misconduct in research by an Alaska scientist who wrote a 2006 paper on drowned polar bears and was subsequently investigated. Scientific Integrity Officer Bradley Blith says in a memo to BEAM Director Tommy Boudreau that he considers the review of Charles Manette closed. Manette's peer-reviewed paper reported four dead polar bears floating in Arctic Ocean waters after a storm. Manette and co-authors suggested that a polar bear drowning could increase if pack ice continued to diminish. The paper received widespread media coverage as a negative effect of climate change. Manette has been represented by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. Executive Director Jeff Rook says the motivation for the investigation was retaliation by a pro-drilling federal agency. The Forest Service is planning a 700-acre cedar planting project for Prince of Wales Island. Timber Stand Improvement Forester Damian Zona says most of the areas are in the shaded north slopes of mountains. At 100 yellow cedars per acre, the Forest Service will be planting about 70,000 trees. The effort this summer is part of the agency's response to the decline of yellow cedar in southeast Alaska. Researchers with the Forest Service believe climate change is the decline's predominant cause. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for areas of fog this morning, otherwise rain showers mixed with snow at times this morning. Accumulation of less than an inch of snow possible today, as much as 2 inches possible for tonight, with some rain and snow showers and temperatures today between 33 and 38 degrees. Rain and snow tomorrow, rain Thursday, and snow likely on Friday with temperatures in the 30s.